this is a time for us to really tune into ourselves. And earlier I mentioned that we have one of our hosts joining us from the other side of the veil. And to me, I would like to begin this first meeting together to invite the multitudes of soul family that are connected to each of us to descend upon us now and be with us for the entire weekend. And we want to create that energetic posture of receiving every soul that has been connected with us and our lives to come and let us feel them in a close way and be part of this weekend. So with that, I invite you to close your eyes and take a moment to quiet the beautiful mind you have, that wonderful supercomputer of yours that takes in information and puts them in order in a beautiful, logical way, because that's the role of our mind. Our mind is beautiful. It wants information. It loves being busy. It loves solving puzzles. And so we want to just acknowledge that mind and how wonderful it is. But now we're just going to ask that mind to be a little more quiet. It can just take a seat in the background as we allow ourselves to connect more with our intuition. Because our intuition comes to us more in silence, during quiet time. It often whispers to us. And through that quiet time, those whispering moments, we may even feel the whispers of those that we have loved that are no longer here physically with us. Those whispers are that we never left your side. We are always with you. And so we invite those who are always with us to come a little closer and to give us signs that we can recognize, unique to our own specific circumstance, of what we need to see, hear, or feel, or connect with in order to receive that communication. And as we do this, we send out into the field that we are all connected, so that those who are not aware of this process may experience a synchronistic event to let them know that that loved one is still with them, still connecting in the spiritual realm. It is one of the beautiful love stories that we have, that we are eternal and we are never alone. And so with that eternalness, that connection, let us now invite the magnetic master Kryon, who has always told us that you are never alone. Let's invite Kryon to come and give us a message.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. My partner has just presented to you the possibility that hiding all around you are formulas that you never grasped, that you never really learned, that you never really saw. This is the shift, something that has been predicted by the ancients, an energy that has to do with astronomy, astrology, the energy of civilization. Right on time it is. Tomorrow I'm going to tell you a little bit more about the timing. Not the timing of the shift, but the timing of your soul. But it's a time where things that were hidden start to be revealed. Sometimes we label the year you're in, and this one was called the year of revelation. But wait a moment, so was the last one. And so it's the linear mind of the human that says, well, every year there should be another energy. Not so. This shift is about revelation. Not just the revelation of the things that have been hiding. Sometimes the revelation of what has not been hiding, but is then there in a stronger way. Duality, human nature, will change. And this has always been controversial because all of that you have learned says human nature is a nature which is static. And that human nature is responsible, therefore, for this and this and this and this and this. And those who study this, whether they're psychiatrists or psychologists or just scientists looking at consciousness, have taken that particular phrase, human nature, and made it a law, almost like Newton. This is the way it works. Therefore, we will revolve all of that which we know around it and all of the helps of humanity around it and all of the things that are wrong around it. And that then becomes a focal point which never changes. What if it does? 4 years, we have given you scenarios of the future. A future that many say, well, we know Crian is the Pollyanna channel. Crian is the one who is always saying things will get better. Dear ones, you've just gone through 50 years of no world war. That is a marker. You've gone through so many things that you thought you would never see. These are markers, but they happen slow. So there's no celebration of light that is coming to the planet. Suddenly, you have a difference, and you know what I'm talking about, and I will discuss that tomorrow. But in these things, how many of you are starting to recognize a shift and a change in the way this planet thinks and what it wants? And now that the planet can all talk to each other instantly, it makes a difference. There are some who will look at technology and say it's the worst thing that ever happened. And then there are others who are a little wiser who will say, suddenly we can see one another. It was only 70 years ago, or perhaps a little more, in the midst of a world war. Part of that war was you couldn't see each other. You were just told about the other one. You didn't know who they were. You didn't see their families or their faces. You just knew about their leadership and what they'd done. And now it's all changed. It goes beyond politics. It goes beyond anything that existed 70 years ago. Well, now you can face off with those who look just like you. Speak another language, but it doesn't matter because it's instantly interpretable. And you can see their children, and you can see what they want and what they don't want. And suddenly, there is a consensus of reality of light. You're starting to see that. I'll give you more information tomorrow. But the big question is, what might be hiding for you? Right now, as you sit there, as you listen there, could there be something that has been potential for you all along, but through your culture, your society, what you've been told, what you've learned, it either has been suppressed or you've told it's simply not there. It's a time to rethink everything you've been told. I invite everyone to analyze the messages of Crian to see if it is something that is a trickster, perhaps, or a cult, perhaps, to analyze the messages and see if they ask you to do anything but love each other. If they ask you to do anything but awaken to a higher compassion itself. Everything that I have ever given you has been an invitation for self-discovery. And when you find what's really hidden, you say, oh my, no one ever told me. That essence of you, you, not the body, not the mind, that essence of you, which is the soul, has no beginning and no end. That which is the real you is a piece of the Creator, a part of God. There are so many belief systems on this planet that tell you that, and in the next breath, they violate it by a punishing, horrible, dysfunctional God instead of a full, loving, compassionate, unconditional God. You know these things because you are part of it, but the soul has always been hidden. That's the biggest thing that hides. I told my partner some time ago to start a series of programs of teaching, of channeling, of meditation that reveals something that has been hidden. Your ability to touch the face of God. Your ability, no matter what you've been told by any spiritual leader, to be in touch with your own essence, your own soul. It's what we're going to do today. To cross a bridge into that place. That is the revelation, the biggest revelation. Each individual has far more than you were ever told you have. And in that, you start to realize that that power of consciousness you have, which has often been defined as perhaps a thinking which was positive thinking and a pat on the head and says, I hope you have a nice life, thinking those things. What if thinking those things is an energy that goes into the ethers, into the field, and actually changes something on the other side of the planet? And now there is proof that it does. What if that energy was something you could tap into that was universal, it was huge, that it had a bigger potential than the consciousness of any human being? What if it was literally the consciousness of the Creator in you starting to send light and compassion, kindness around the world to those who need it right now, needed to be soothed right now, need to be helped right now? That's powerful. I'll say something to you that I'll say tomorrow as well. You're comfortable right now. Oh, yes, there are those here, and I know who they are, who have things perhaps that are pending that they're concerned about or grieving about or worried about. But in general, you're not hungry. You're in comfort. The temperature is good. And you've come to a place where you can listen and perhaps enjoy each other in a spiritual way. There are millions right now on this planet who don't have that, who are just like you, who have those who are partners they love, who have children they love, and they're in trouble. What if all of them could feel a little bit of what is in this room right now? What if what's hiding is that which is the energy here, which is mature and knows more than most, that you can send this to those in need, and what they will receive is peace over the condition that they're in. Perhaps for a few moments they can stop wringing their hands and worrying and crying and grieving. And for a few moments they can raise their hand and they say, I don't know where this came from, but thank you. That for a moment or two, I can feel like I'm in front of a beautiful stream with the sun shining and all is well. That's what's hiding. For them, for you, But you are the mature ones, the old souls, the light workers, who can take what you have and share it in a way that this planet right now needs more than any other time, perhaps than you've even been alive. That's why you're here. People have said, what is next? I have given you what is next. And the reason that you keep asking what is next is because you don't believe it. You don't believe the sun is going to come out, or there's light at the end of the tunnel. Even though these last years have shown you things you never thought you would see, not technical, but consciousness, and the solutions of certain kinds of issues and problems and inappropriatenesses. It's all there for you to look at. The shift is here. That's who you are. That's why you came. I'll tell you a little more about that tomorrow. But dear ones, the revelation of these times is not the revelation of darkness or the revelation of any of the other things that are here to be revealed or inventions. It's the revelation of your own soul's majesty, of a magnificence you have when you were born. You were not born dirty. You were born magnificent. That's the revelation. Take that and develop it. What does it mean? What can you do? The speaker this day will show and tell a little more about that. Things that are hidden, that can be revealed. Things perhaps that you need to hear from those who are teaching it and have been revealing it for a very long time. That's what's going on this planet that I wanted to tell you about in this moment. And tomorrow there'll be more. I'm crying in love with humanity, and for good reason. And so it is.